he sends word for Imam Ali al-Islam to make his way to Medina. Once he has finished giving the amanat, Imam Ali al-Islam gives out the amanat, and now he goes to take the Fawatim, the three Fatimas that remained in Medina as the trust, the biggest trust. The three Fatimas were his mother, Fatima bint Asad, Fatima, the daughter of Hamza, and Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah, Fatima to Zahra alayhi salam. The Fawatim, the three Fatimas were left for Imam Ali alayhi salam to bring with him to Medina. So Imam Ali alayhi salam tells them, it's time for us to leave. But he does something differently than everyone else. As a final gesture to Quraysh, before they even think about coming to attack the Muslims, Imam Ali alayhi salam decides to leave in the daytime. In the broad daylight, he and the Fawatim move. Imam Ali goes to buy three camels. He doesn't buy a fourth one for himself. It seems as though he did not have enough money at the time. So he decides to take a journey on foot. In the middle of the day, he goes to buy these three camels. His uncle Abbas comes to him and tells him, Ya Ali, what are you doing? In the middle of the day, the Quraysh are watching. And the Quraysh right now couldn't believe what's happening. Is he mocking us? Is he trying to humiliate us? In the middle of the day? As the man selling him the camels is unbuckling the ropes, he's worried. He's shaking. He's doing it quickly. And Ali tells him, Uncle, don't worry. He tells the man, hey, take your time. Don't shake. Don't be scared. You unbuckle those ropes. Take your time. Everyone is shocked by the actions of Ali at this moment, the way in which he's provoking them. The Fawatim get onto the camels and he begins to move and walk outside of Mecca in broad daylight. The Qurayshis could not believe it, and so they send 8 of their warriors to go and stop him. 8 men from Quraysh run out with their swords. That's it. This time they were going to fight. They had enough. In the Aqaba, they did not fight. In the house of Rasulullah, they did not fight. But now they wanted to fight. They stopped him. They stood in the way. Imam Ali stood there with the three Fawatim behind him. They told him, Ya Ali, you will not go past. And if you dare, we'll take you back by your hair, O son of the one without a father. So Ali stood there, told him, very well. The three Fatimas behind me, no one comes near them. No one lays a hand on them. The fight is with me and me alone. Ali Islam charges forth. They come from all angles. The Imam here, his first fight for the religion of Islam. He begins to defend himself and the Fawatim. Now imagine, Sayyidina Fatima alayhi salam, all these years she's been watching him. All these years she's seen from when the children would throw rocks, from when they were in exile, the one who would stand in front of all the rocks, the one who would go and get the food for the Muslims, the one who would defend her father at all times, the one who slept in her father's bed. She would watch and she would see, it's always you, Ya Ali. Since she was young, it's always him defending her. And she would see how he's defending her right now. The thing against the swords, defending. As Imam Ali Islam, the blood rushes forth through his body. And he defends until he strikes one of them and they drop to the ground. And the rest become scared to approach anymore. They couldn't pierce through his armor. And they were all wounded now. As Imam Ali alayhi salam let the lion inside him roar, finally, for the first time, they began to say, keep yourself away from us. Imprison yourself from us, son of Abu Talib. And they ran and left. So Ali alayhi salam's way became clear. Now Ali took the Fawatim, his mother, his cousin, and Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. They walk, the three Fawatim on the camels and Ali on foot for the next 10 days as they walked towards Medina. As they approached Qibla, Fatima Zahra alayhi salam gets there first. Rasulullah finally sees his daughter. He's been waiting for weeks. She comes off the camel. He embraces her. He tells her, where is Ali? And she tells him, he's on the way, but his feet are bloodied because he's been walking this whole time. He's got sore feet. So they come in. Imam Ali sees him. Rasulullah runs to him. They hug. They embrace. Finally, they're reunited. Fatima Zahra now stays with Rasulullah The Prophet now gives Ali a camel. He wants Ali to enter into Medina with him on the camel. This iconic photo is finally taken. They enter into Medina. The Muslims are all waiting. The Muslims of Medina, they're all waiting for Rasulullah. He comes in and people are joyous. They're singing. They couldn't believe, finally, this is the new stage now. Their leader has finally come. Rasulullah is entering to his celebration. Quraysh cannot believe the loss that they have made. And here, the sacrifice of Ali alayhi salam speaks for itself in the very beginning. From the youth, from the days of the youth of Islam and his life, he was sacrificing everything for Rasulullah and for Fatimah al-Zahra alayhi salam.